Back in the garden long ago, before the churches changed the show, Yahweh drew a line and said, some are food and some are not. The cattle grazing in the field, the sheep and goats upon the hills, the deer that wander through the pines, I'm made for food in proper time. You are what you eat, that's what they always say. So why would I trade God's menu for the world's buffet? He called some clean and he called some not. I'd rather trust the maker than the cooking pot. The elk, the moose, the antelope, the gazelle upon the slope, the oxen, sheep, the fallow deer, the animals he made clear, but not the pig, the boar, the swine, the scavenger of every kind, the camel, rabbit, hare, and horse. God never put them on the course. The dog and wolf, the fox and cat, the lion, tiger, bear, and rat, the raccoon, skunk, and porcupine. Not everything was made to dine. Yeah, you are what you eat, that's what they always say. So why would I trade God's menu for the world's buffet? He called some clean and he called some not. I'd rather trust the maker than the cooking pot. Down in the rivers, lakes, and seas, the pattern's really plain to see. If fins and scales are what they wear, the Lord said they are food to share. Salmon, trout, and tuna too, herring, snapper, mullet, blue, bass and cod and whitefish swim, all fit for food according to him. But not the crab or lobster red, not the oyster on the bed, not the clam or shrimp below, filtering places we don't go. No squid or octopus in the deep, no catfish crawling through the creek. The whale, the seal, the porpoise too, were never placed upon the menu. Look to the heavens, watch them fly. The lessons written in the sky, the quail and dove, the goose and hen, have fed God's people now and then. But not the vultures circling high, the raven watching with one eye, the hawk and eagle, owl and kite, the scavengers of the day and night. The locust and the grasshopper were named among the things allowed, but all the creeping bugs besides were never gathered for the crowd. Peter saw a sheep come down, but the churches confuse men for pork. Mark spoke of what defiles the heart, while the Pharisees were concerned about dirt. Roman spoke of doubtful matters, not rewriting Moses' page. And Paul said every creature's good if God first sanctified the same. Funny how the stories change when a verse gets pulled away. A sheep becomes an unclean picnic, and context turns into an all-you-can-eat buffet. Most folks won't eat a dog or cat, a buzzard, crow, a sewer rat. Roadkill on the roadside ditch makes the stomach turn a bit. Yet wrap a pig in bacon's name and suddenly it's not the same. Somehow man improved God's menu, or so the churches like to claim. Holy, separate, set apart, a covenant people from the start. Not following appetite, but walking in his light. The nations do what nations do in every age, invents what's true. But God's people hear his voice and daily make a different choice. Holy, separate, set apart, written on the table and the heart. The maker still decides the menu, just like he did from the beginning. The ox in the pasture, the trout in the stream, the dove in the sky, everything in its place. Holy, separate, set apart, and with his people he expects the same.